Okay, here we go. I said I had a New York Yankee joining me on the fan. We've got him on the line. Let's see. Is he there? Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Oswaldo Cabrera on the fan in New York. It happened.
Thank you for the opportunity. I'm so happy to be here.
Yo, first off, dude, you're the best. Just your personality and the way you carry yourself. You always have a smile on from the first day you came up to the big leagues. These are the things that I say about you on the radio. I say you are clutch. I say you play with a flair, and you always add a spark. And when the game gets stagnant or quiet and you need somebody to do something, here comes Oswaldo to hit a home run or make a play. And you know what? Tonight, I was part of the Stay Ready group. The game got postponed. I had to stay ready in case I had to host a five-hour show. You're also in that group. You got to stay ready in case your number is called on. And we called your number tonight. So thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you. And thanks for saying all those things that mean so much for me.
So let's promote your camp first before I ask you any questions about the Yankees, about the season, about baseball, because that's the most important, man. I love seeing you with the kids. You've gone down to my area where I grew up, Asbury Park, New Jersey. I know you're connected with Frank and those guys. But now you're doing this Oswaldo Cabrera end of summer camp, Flowers Park, New Rochelle, coming up on August 19th and 20th. Tell us a little bit about that. Tell us a little bit about what the kids can expect from those 2 days.
Yes, sir. So, you know, I'm working with Brandon Steiner. He's one of the biggest mentor that I have from the moment that I went to the big leagues here with the New York Yankees. So we was talking about me, him, and Justin, one of the guys that he is doing a really nice job with the MLB and with the camps outside of baseball with the kids. And yeah, just we had a conversation like, okay, I want to do something with kids. I want to do some like big things with kids, you know, like just to teach them a couple things that I probably can teach them. And no, it's not just like teach. It's just a moment like to the kids just remember for life, you know, like one moment that the kids weren't having. Because when I was a kid, obviously in my town in Venezuela, Henry Blanco, one of the biggest catcher in Venezuela, and he's from my town. And the moment that I saw him doing things like this, that got in my mind all the time. And that's something that I really want to do for the kids too. You know, like they grow up with that moment in their life.
Yeah, it's something that they'll never forget. I talk a lot about fandom and how when we're kids, you know, just a little thing like seeing yourself, also seeing Jose Trevino, who will be a guest on August 20th at your camp. Like that goes so far for these young kids to see pro ball players in their town, in their area, to get to connect with you guys, learn the game from you guys. That makes them fans of the Yankees forever and baseball fans forever. And then maybe they can turn into pros themselves.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's the goal. Like, if we can teach something or give it some advice that they can get in their mind, you know, something that we want to do. And obviously, like, have fun is the most important thing over there. In the camp is the thing that I say for Brandon and Justin. Like, I want to do this camp, but I want to the kids really have fun in all these things.
So this is through Just In Time Baseball. Where can people sign up? Where can people get more info online? Or where should I send the folks that are listening right now that want to pull up to Flowers Park in New Rochelle August 19th, August 20th?
Yes, sir. So the info is in the Instagram of the Just In Time. He's the guy who is promoting all those things. And by the way, in the Instagram, Brandon Steiner and Collectible Exchange is the info over there of everything about the camp, all the things that we are planning to do. The guest that is Jose Trevino and all the info is over there. So Just In Time and Collectible Exchange in Instagram.
Shout out to Brandon Steiner. So it's justintimebaseball.com, JustintimeBaseball.com, justintimebaseball.com. It'll be Oswaldo Cabrera, Jose Trevino, August 20th, August 19th in New Rochelle, New York at Flowers Park. My guy Brandon Steiner helping to set it up. And you got to, you know, if you're in that area, you got to try and get your kids there, get your kids to one of the days at least so they can come meet these guys and get some good instruction as well. Now, Oswaldo, let's talk about this, man. I mean, it's a rain out today, but Friday, right, that first game of the Blue Jays series was a rain-delayed game. And yes, I know you guys were sitting around for a little while. And then when the game got started, you got called upon. You had to come in and replace Gleyber Torres. What was that like for you as a stay-ready guy, as a guy that's just waiting for his number to be called? Aaron Boone said he didn't want to ambush you, but what were you thinking in the moment?
So that's a really nice question because obviously it's not easy. Or as a player, we want to play at the time. If it's not, obviously all the schedule is like tough. And when rain delays happen, we are just like hanging there, just waiting for the time. But if I'm not starting, I try to be the most ready possible to, if something happens, obviously we don't want to something bad happen. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's a game, it's a baseball. So in my mind, I used to stay ready all the time. I can't do anything else because I'm in the bench, you know? So I have used to support my teammates and at the same time, just to stay ready, stay warm, and just wait for the call and do whatever they need. You know, that's in my mind all the in my mind all the time. Like, I have to do whatever the manager want me to do.
Here's another question. This one's more for the Mets fans listening. So, obviously, Carlos Mendoza was the bench coach last year, and you're familiar with Mendy. Mendy is now the manager of the Mets. And what I've said was I remember last year, you know, how close he was with the Latin players, and I remember specifically with Miggy and his, you know, 3,000 hits, and you guys seeing Miguel Cabrera, how instrumental Carlos Mendoza was with making sure you guys got time with him. Can you speak to us a little bit about how cool Carlos Mendoza is and how it was to be coached by him and be around him?
Yeah, so Carlos Mendoza, I know him since I signed with the Yankees because he was the infield coach of the minor league system. And man, in my heart, I got a lot of appreciation for that guy. All the things that he teach me, all the patience and the way that he teach all the guys in the complex, and even more when I get to the big leagues and he saw me there, I know he feel proud about it. And for more reason, because he was part of my development in the minor league system. So when he saw me in minor leagues, I know he was like a big mentor for me about everything about baseball. He always talked to me with the truth, you know, that with the honesty, with the things that happen in the game, with the things that I have to get better, with the things that I've been doing better, and just try to get more better on those things. So for that reason, I have to appreciate so much for Carlos Mendoza.
Awesome. Last thing for you. We're on the phone right now with Oswaldo Cabrera from the New York Yankees. I'm a bleacher creature, and I think you have one of the best responses to the roll call. I say it's a grenade. Is that what you're doing, like throwing a grenade into the bleachers? tell us exactly what that is.
Yeah, it's a grenade, but now with fire. It's a grenade with the energy, you know, with all the love and all the things that I try to bring to the game.
Yes.
And, you know, like that explosion that I always try to do in the game. So
I think it's perfect. That's my... You're the spark plug. You play with a flair. There it is.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate that.
Oswaldo, you're the man. I won't take any more time from you. Again, he is hosting a camp, Flowers Park, New Rochelle, August 19th and 20th. Go to justintimebaseball.com. It's run by Collectible Exchange and Brandon Steiner. You can meet Oswaldo there. You can meet Jose Trevino there. And it's all for the kids. Get the kids involved. Oswaldo, you're the man. Go rest up. We'll see you at Yankee Stadium.
Thank you. Have a great night. And thank you for everything.
No problem. 888-808-1019. I love that guy. Like, straight up. I'm rooting for him to get playing time. It's obviously tough now with Jazz Chisholm here. It's obviously tough now. DJ is hitting better, and Gleyber Torres survived the trade deadline. But that young man, in the beginning of this Yankee season, when the Yankees were rolling, he came up big. And his athleticism, his clutch, you know, in that Red Sox series, he came up big. And then even Friday when his number got called, hey, Gleyber's not hustling, we're going to pull him from the game, he was ready to go. And, you know, he's a bench player, but he's a utility player. You've seen this guy play six different positions, and he's got the right values. You know, when I first saw that he went to Asbury Park, New Jersey, I'm like, this guy does not have to go to the shore area for any reason. There's no reason. But he went down there to connect with kids that can't get up to New York to see him, can't get up to Yankee Stadium. That's where I'm from. I would have loved that as a kid growing up in the area to see a New York Yankee. And he continues to do things like that. And now he's got his own baseball camp. So the Oswaldo Cabrera End of Summer Camp in New Rochelle at Flowers Park, August 18th and 19th. If you're in that area and you want to get your kid involved, justintimebaseball.com. Just look up Oswaldo Cabrera Camp on Google, and the information will pop up.